team, or you can contact him directly, Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com. All right, welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I don't know about you two, but I think these shows fly by for me. I'm sitting in here in the control room doing the engineering, and I love doing that because I have total control over the songs and everything that we do. Is it a control thing, PJ? Did you hear him?
I'm going to have you talk to Dr. Angel
about that. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Well, you know what it is I love being able to just switch it right then when not have to go through another engineer, but do it myself and play a song that I feel like God just laid on my heart or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, PJ, we love doing these shows, but why do we do them? Why do we do them? And then I'm going to go to Cindy for her explanation of why.
Well, we do them to get the word out.
Yes.
And, you know, we do it because God has called us to do it.
Amen.
You know, I believe in my heart, God has called us to this ministry.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. to not do them would be disobedient.
Right.
But I do it because I love it. You know, I don't have to be a part of the radio team.
Right.
I love being a part of the radio team.
Oh, me too.
You know?
Love doing it.
God's put it in my heart I just love to talk about the word.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about earlier, any way we can get the word out there. And
amen.
I love doing this.
Amen. And we just want you to talk about this show to people, invite them to listen for the first time or second time or third time or whatever. We do not ask for donations, but occasionally I will remember to say, if you'd like to support this Sunday afternoon show, go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations. It will open up a PayPal for you. Everything that comes in there goes towards these shows, not salaries. Pastor Jim and I haven't taken a salary for years, and I can't remember the last time we did. So we are doing this out of the desire of our hearts to spread the word of God. That's why we're doing it. So Cindy, do you want to comment on any of that? Amplify on any of it? And in addition, we just want to say, Cindy, how much we appreciate the word of God that comes through you and what an addition you are. Wonderful addition to this radio team. You want to comment on that before we go to this next song?
I've said before that I had been praying for an opportunity to just be able to participate in something where Pastor Jim said he'd been saved for how many years? 40?
Going to be 45.
Yeah. I've been saved now for 55 years.
Okay, now this is going to be interesting. That means she's 55.
I'm going to say I'm 55. How's that?
Okay.
And I just, God tells me things. He shows me things.
Sure he does.
And so I wanted to be part of something where I could use what he was giving me.
Right.
And it wasn't long. About 3 weeks later, you sent me an email and asked me to be part of the radio team, which I would never, ever in my wildest dreams have ever considered. So,
wow.
Totally, totally God in that situation.
Amen. You know, I am blessed as the host of this show. Pastor Jim is a co-host, and he hosts from time to time. But, you know, we have eight team members scattered around the United States that are in ministry mm-hmm. with us. You're in Idaho. Betty's in Indiana. Cindy Logan's in Indiana. Megan is in Michigan. We just have different, and some are right here, of course, but we love that the different perspectives that come into the radio. And right here, we've got Shell, we got PJ, we have Nan, we have Dr. Angel right here in the ministry. So we've got all this, and I hope y'all enjoy the different perspectives that come into the show. We're talking about the blessed ministry of the Holy Spirit today. Listen to this wonderful song, Rodney Howard Brown, Holy Spirit, Thou Art Welcome. In this place.
Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place.
God, you're welcome. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, we come before you right now. We ask you to stir our spirits. Stir our hearts so that we'll desire more of you. And Lord, as we go through these next few moments of this show, I ask that your Holy Spirit would so stir Pastor Jim and Cindy and I that we are just speaking exactly what you would have us speak. That's always our desire. But Lord, we're talking about your blessed Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the friend. And Lord, it's so important that we impart to our listeners that this can be and should be our best friend, the friend that we run to, the Spirit of truth. And Lord, let us be able to impart this truth right now. And we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit within us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's talk about truth. I talked about it Wednesday on my Facebook post. And that trust is based on truth, because that whole little phrase has just been going over and over in my spirit for several days. You can't, if you have no truth in a relationship, how can you really trust? You know, and it's the same thing with God. When we really say, Lord, I want to learn to trust you more, then we have to take the step of deciding, all right, his word is truth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, right? Thy word is truth. The sum of thy word is truth. And when we begin to understand that, we begin to think, oh, wow. Okay, the way I get stronger, closer to God, is by getting more truth down on the inside of me. Cindy, talk to us about this, okay?
I think what you said about relationships, that in a relationship, there has to be trust. And trust is not something that's just usually automatically given. It has to be built. And with God, as we trust him and he shows us more of himself, answers prayers, leads, guides, provides, our trust builds.
It does, and yes.
We finally get to the point where it's, hey, he's in control. He's got this. You know, you speak the word to your situation instead of your situation, you know, to the word. It's just like a marriage, a human relationship. No trust, not a very good relationship.
It can't be. No, it can't be.
No, and it brings in all sorts of problems. So, the trust in our relationship with God and the Father and the Holy Spirit is—that's key.
It is.
It's absolutely key to growing and developing and living the abundant life that Pastor Jim talked about.
All right, let's talk about that. And Lord is saying to go to Proverbs 3, so we're going to run there for a minute. And I'm going to start reading it in the Message Bible. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands, all right? This is coming from God to us. They'll help you live a long, long time. A long life lived full and well. We all want that. A long life lived full and well. And he says, don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. In other words, you know, decide to fall in love with God and his word. And be loyal to the word of God and spend time in it. Tie them around your neck and carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Verse 5 of Proverbs 3. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Now, wait a minute. I just said what God's been saying to me. Trust is based on truth, right? Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice, truth, in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God and run from evil. Pastor Jim, you're up, and how does all that apply?
Well, I'm just reading one of these interesting little footnotes here.
All right. In your interesting Jewish Bible.
Yes, the word for trust there, and trust in Adonai with all your heart, don't rely on your own understanding, is the word batak, which is used in Deuteronomy 28:52 to refer to the confidence placed in walls that protect a city from raiding armies.
Batak, batak, okay? And it's used in Deuteronomy 28:52
to refer to the confidence in walls that protect a city from raiding armies.
Whoa.
I mean, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's our confidence, our God, in our God. We trust him that much. And you're right, as far as truth, back in verse 3 of Proverbs 3, do not let grace and truth leave you.
That's right.
You know, don't
that's
let
exactly
grace
right.
and truth leave you. Walk in them both. Because, you know, bind them around your neck.
Right.
Write them on a tablet of your heart. For then you will win favor and esteem in the sight of God and of people.
So grace, we get that. We played that song earlier, Amazing Grace. We get that. All right. We get that that is what we get from God when we cannot measure up to something and God's grace steps in and helps us through that situation. But very few people value truth in the day and age in which we live, Pastor Jim. Mm-hmm. They settle for part of the truth, none of the truth, a lie.
A perversion of the truth,
a lie, and say, oh, yeah, that's truth. Yeah, that is. And we find out it's not. Truth is vital to trust. Finish that thought, Pastor Jim, then we'll go to Cindy.
Well, if I can't trust someone, if I know that someone is not speaking the truth,
right,
then I cannot trust them.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's one thing I do with, like, Facebook posts. I rarely do anything political because I just want to stay out of that mess and just pray about it. But sometimes I will. But I want to make sure what I'm posting or what I see posted, is it really the truth?
Right.
You know, is this exactly. really the truth?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did this really happen? I know some people that just post kind of willy-nilly. Oh, this suits my particular views. I'm going to put it up here. But is it the truth? And I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on or whether you're liberal or conservative. Is it truth?
Right.
That's the point.
That's the point right here, truth.
You know, I don't care your political views, your religious views. Well, I do care about those. But I mean, you know.
Right.
If we're going to know each other, there has to be truth.
There has to be truth.
There
honesty.
There has to be truth between us.
That's it.
We can't know God without that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, well, I don't want him to know about me. Well, okay, honey, he already does.
He does.
You know, you're not hiding anything from him. Read Psalm 139. He already knows, but sometimes it's hard for us to face the truth about ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And other people hide behind half-truths or mm-hmm. whatever because they don't want us to know about them. And yet the strongest relationships have got to be built on truth. The strongest communities are built on shared truth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sorry. Right. Cindy, comment on that, will you? And I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. And I think, again, bring it down to your human relationship. Nobody likes being lied to.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. And it, you know, in your marriage, in your dating relationship, in your work relationship,
right,
in your relationship with your children, nobody wants to be lied to. And I used to tell my kids when they were young, look, tell me the truth. Yep, you're probably going to get in trouble. However, you lie to me, you're in double trouble.
Exactly.
And it's like, just tell me the truth and we'll deal with it from there. And so I think we as humans, because we've all been lied to and lied about, and we've lied about other people, we understand how desperately important it is to have that basis of truth, that your relationship is founded on truth. And so we can go confidently to the Father. We can claim the words of Jesus over our lives. We can trust the Holy Spirit to guide us because we are confident of that being truth.
Oh, amen. And there is such benefit to truth. I think so often people settle for a partial truth or a lie because they think it's the easiest way out of whatever mess they've gotten themselves into. And what the scripture says over and over again is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. What God speaks to you through the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart, in the middle of the night, when you pick up your Bible in the morning and you see a verse that just hits you, that's your truth for that moment. And you need to hang on to that. And we cannot have deep trust in God if we don't think God is telling us the truth. When God says, Cindy, I love you, do you believe him when he says that?
Yeah.
Cindy? Yeah. You know that's true. Why? Because you're in the Word and you see that God, oh, how great a love the Father has for his children that we should be called the sons of God, right? God loves us. You know, oh, how I love Jesus. And how does that song end? Because he first loved me. Pastor Jim, you're wanting to say something.
Well, no, I just was agreeing. That was a head nod of agreement.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's, yeah, okay.
Well, and if we honestly want to get stronger in our lives, in every area, I don't know about y'all, but I don't relish the thought of ever getting a dementia, let's say, right? Where your mind gets weaker and weaker and weaker. So now there's games you can play, there's puzzles you can do, there's things you can do to keep your mind strong, right? Physically, we can go to the gym, we can work out, we can walk, we can do things so that we are stronger physically. And all those things are because we want to get stronger and we don't want to get weaker by choice. If we have the option, I don't want emotionally, mentally, spiritually to get weaker. I don't want to be less of a truth talker than I am now. I want to be more of a truth talker, and I want to catch it if I'm starting to exaggerate something or change something the way it really was. You know what I'm saying, Cindy?
I do. And Pastor Jim was talking about Facebook posts, and I have posted things before, reposted things that turned out not to be true. And fortunately, usually somebody will, one of my friends will shoot me a quick message, and I've done that with other people because the majority of people I know, they don't want to put out a lie.
Right,
They want it to be the truth, and especially in today's political climate.
Right.
And whatever side, there's a lot of mistruth, a lot of flat-out lies, a lot of distortions, partial truths, and I think it's important that, especially people we care about, we hold them accountable.
Right.
And we hold ourselves to that standard as well, to be careful what we're putting out there.
Right.
And that goes for Facebook, that goes for conversations.
It does.
For us living our lives in front of our friends, our family. There has to be a genuineness to us, and we have to live in truth.
We have to.
Yeah, it's just so important that being truthful doesn't always mean being blunt and brutally honest.
No.
You have to also do it in love.
Absolutely. The thing I think that I want to stress right here about the Spirit of Truth, who is the Holy Spirit, is that God the Father has given us the Son, Jesus, and Jesus said, don't worry, you guys aren't really orphaned. I'm getting ready to go back to heaven, but you're not. Don't look at yourselves as orphans, because the Father asked. I have asked the Father, and he's sending you the Spirit of Truth. Guys, we are not alone here. We're not walking alone. We are walking with the power of Almighty God, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, the one who knows everything there is to know about you and your situation, living on the inside of you. Because in John 14, I'm not sure which verse it says, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will be with you and will be in you. With you and in you. And so when, what is it, verse?
17.
17. The Holy Spirit will be with you and in you. I love the fact that the Holy Spirit is with me everywhere I go. He's in my car, everywhere I drive, all the things I have to see about and my jobs. The Holy Spirit is with me and he's in me. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, I like the way this version
go ahead.
Says it. I'll start with 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforting counselor like me, the Spirit of Truth, who will be with you forever. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he is staying with you and will be united with you.
Woo! Yes!
I really like the way that puts that.
Okay, so with that said, let's go. I don't know what verse it is here in Proverbs 3, but let's just start with verse 5. I'm going to read in the Message Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. In other words, that's like, God, I choose to trust you. It's not a, I might learn to trust you someday. No, I choose. It's a decision. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Oh, that's where we get into so much trouble. Listen for God's voice, right? The Spirit of Truth. In everything you do and everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Oh, this stuff is powerful. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil, and then look the benefits. Here come the bennies. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. Whoa, PJ.
Well, that's quite a chunk of scripture there, Pastor. But, you know.
Thanks to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, and, you know, most people quote verses 3 or 5 and 6, and some people, I like 7 and 8, don't be conceited about your own wisdom.
Right.
But fear Adonai, turn from evil. This will bring health to your body, give strength to your bones. I mean, that's, I don't understand why people don't want to love God. You know, I mean, I guess I do because I'm human too. And there are times I don't want to love God. I want to be disobedient. You know, we're all human. But right here, it's like, first of all, fear God, turn from evil. It'll bring health to your body. Well, who doesn't want to be healthy?
There you go.
Okay. Honor the Lord with your wealth, the first fruits of your income.
Yes. Tithing.
You know,
giving.
And your granaries will be filled. Your vats will overflow. You know, I firmly believe in that.
Oh,
and
me
I,
too.
And I mean, for our listeners, I've seen this done. I mean, the first
works
thing
in my life
I do on payday is I sit down and write out my tithe check.
Sure.
And I do it with joy. I don't do it grudgingly. I do it with joy because I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed out begging for bread.
Right.
I mean, God said he'll do it right here. And he says, don't despise the Lord's discipline. I mean, yeah, sometimes we step outside of God's will and we go off, you know, we do our little thing and we're going to reap what we sow. Mm-hmm. It's not like God's sitting up there with a big old ruler ready to smack you across the hands with it. But he will reprove you. He'll correct you because he loves you.
Because he loves you.
And so many times I think we think of correction as something maybe our earthly parents did. And earthly parents tend not to do it correctly, probably. You know, they tend to be a little abusive at times.
Sure.
I mean, I know there's people that are listening to us that have been abused. That's not how God does it.
Right.
You know, he might bring you up short. He might knock you off your horse like you did Saul.
Right.
but he does it because he loves you. Sometimes he has to shake us up or allow us to be shaken up so that we get back with him.
All true. This is not the song I was planning on playing, but it's for somebody out there. Lord, I need you. And you know what? That's what it's that's how all this is summed up. We need the Spirit of Truth working in our lives. We need to learn to trust God with all our hearts. Hope this song helps you, whoever you are.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Dear listener, do you really need him? Or is it just something interesting to listen to once in a while, a song that kind of stirs your heart? Or do you really need him? We're going to Psalm 119, verse 89, where we ended up in our sermon this morning. Wasn't planning on going there right now, so there's reason. God is, I love it when he kind of changes what I think is going to happen, because he knows the listeners and he knows what's going on. Psalm 119, verse 89, very important verse right here. I'm in the Message Bible, and it says this: what you say goes, God. You see, when that's our attitude, then we can hear him better, PJ, because we're expecting to hear from him, and we're ready to accept what he says. What you say goes, God. I like that in the Message Bible. And stays as permanent as the heavens. Do you want to comment on that? And we'll go to Cindy.
Well, yeah. I mean, most translations have, you know, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And that's true, too, because It's settled. It's in the Bible. It's settled. That's all there is to it. And firmly fixed in heaven.
Right.
You know, God's word is something we can depend on. God is faithful to his word.
Yes.
He's faithful to the promises in it. It continues forever.
Mm-hmm. It's there. It's here. It's stable.
Well, and Isaiah said it, and Peter quoted it about Jesus' words, and Jesus said it himself. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever.
Whoa. The next line, and Cindy, I'm going to you about this. Your truth never goes out of fashion. There's that T word we're talking about today. It's as up to date as the earth when the sun comes up. Whoa.
Hmm. When I think it, not only is it settled in heaven, it has to be settled in us. And that T word, as you called it, the truth. When there's truth between humans, you know you can rely on that person.
That's exactly right. Trust is built on truth. There we go again.
There's a confidence.
Right.
And that it's not just settled in heaven. It is, but it has to be settled in us.
Yes.
In our hearts, in our minds.
Yes, it does.
That this is what God says, so I'm going to believe it over everything else. And I like it never goes out of fashion. So it's classic. It's timeless.
Well,
you can wear it with anything.
You can wear it with anything. Truth. Isn't that good? I love what we've always said. God said it. I believe it. That settles it, right? Mm-hmm. And in the next line here in the Message Bible is, your word and truth are dependable as ever. That's what you ordered. You set the earth going. And then it talks, if your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came. So here's the point. Because God's word is truth, what he says about you, he says he loves you. He says he knew you in your mother's womb. He says that he knows the plans he has for you. I just quoted referenced Psalm 139. He knew you in your mother's womb. Jeremiah 29:11-14, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, to prosper you, to give you a future and hope, not to destroy you, not to beat you down. These are timeless truths that we can hang our hat on. And because we live in a world where lying is so acceptable in these days, we need to be able to hear and distinguish truth, Pastor Jim. And sometimes we get so beat up by the devil that our truth hearing machine, you know, or whatever it is a little off kilter. You know what I mean?
Well, that's when we need to settle in and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. I mean, later on in John, Jesus said, you know, the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. I believe that's in John 16. That's one of the other purposes. He guides us into
truth. Guides us, yes.
So we need to be able to rely on the Spirit.
Yes.
To help. I mean, it takes both, the Spirit and the Word, because the Spirit gives us the hunger for the Word, but we can't really, and then we read the Word, but the Spirit makes the Word come alive to us. It's sort of a little circle there.
It is a circle.
So we have to have both.
Right.
And you're right. Sometimes we get just dismayed, despondent.
Feeling sorry for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, you know, things go wrong. That's the time not to get away from the Word.
Right.
And, you know, been there. I've been on both sides of this coin. That's the time to run to the Word, not away from it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came. That is so well said there in the Message Bible. If I wasn't depending on seeing a new aspect of your truth, hearing the confidence that I can have in your promises to me. You know, promises are so important in the Word of God. and all of his promises are yes and amen. And when he promises us, we need to be confident that he will fulfill those things, Cindy. And it says, if your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came.
It's we've all had those times when we're going through something that's extremely difficult. We don't think we're going to make it. You just want to give up because you're tired, you're exhausted. And all of a sudden that verse will come up or that song will come on. Or somebody calls you. Somebody sends you a text. You run into somebody when you're out shopping.
All of those things God uses.
All those things that where God just pops right in. Right up in your grill, as we say.
Yes.
And reminds you, hey, told you the truth. You know, remember, told you the truth. You can trust me. Those moments are often some of our, we look back on those, we recount them, we tell people about them. Hey, you know, I remember this time that I was going through this, and all of a sudden, there's God.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And because this is true, what we're reading right here, we can take it to the bank. You know, when somebody sends you a check in the mail and that money is good if you take it to your bank and cash the check, right? You don't think when you get that check, oh, I bet this is a joke. You know, you take it to the bank, don't you? Okay. And here with these truths of God and his word, we got to be looking for these promises. When God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, I'm with you always, that's the most frequent promise in the word of God. Kenneth Copeland or somebody like that figured this out years ago. 365 times in the Bible, I am with you always, or I'll never leave you or forsake you. Some variation of that in the word. What is that? That's one for every single day. Because we need to be reminded, oh, wait a minute. Remember John 14? We just read it. Was that John 14, 17, Pastor Jim? I will be with you and in you, mm-hmm. Right? So we can trust that. We can take it to the bank. Guess what? I got Spirit of God living right in me. And when I don't know how to handle a situation, I can just call out his name, Jesus. Or I can say, God, show me what to do right here. Or I can take time to get in the word, whatever. Pastor Jim, comment on that. We'll go back to Cindy for this. This is so important that we get this truth down inside.
Right. And, you know, the Spirit of truth, Jesus said he would remind us of what Jesus had said. Okay, that means we got to have it in us in the first place. Again, mm-hmm. That diligence to study the word.
Diligence.
And then this, you know, verse 92 of Psalm 119. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my distress.
Yes.
That kind of puts it on us.
Yes.
We need to build up that foundation. And you
it
talked
does
about this.
Put it on us.
You know, mm-hmm. We need to believe, first of all, yes, all your promises are yes and amen.
Right.
Almost broke into song.
Yes.
But we have to build on that foundation.
Yes.
We have to have something that to delight in. It says, if your law, if your Torah had not been my delight. Well, that means to really have fun with it. That means to make it top priority. You know, and it's not something onerous that we just have to do. But if you delight, there's a sense of joy in delighting yourself in the word and delighting yourself
yes.
in the Lord. It's putting them
yes.
first because of who they are in
right.
the case of the word, because of what it is.
And what it can
what
do
it can
for us.
Do inside of
yes.
us.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, also, it, you know, it'll break forth. We kind of touched on just a smidge this morning. Your words are like fire. I can't
yes.
hold them in.
Right.
You know, sometimes that word is going to come forth, and it should. What's in our heart should come out of our mouth. If we speak the word, then we're going to see all sorts of great things happen.
And we've got to get those promises. And if you listeners are saying, well, I don't know how I find out what God has promised me. Well, one of the best ways is for you to get in the Word of God. And one of the other things, tools that will help you is a book that you can order on Amazon or Walmart or someplace. And it's called Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. And it's prayers, I mean, pages and pages and pages, and it's straight out of the Word of God. There's prayers, victory over fear, victory over depression, victory over, you know, financial problems, on and on and on. And those scriptures are right there that you can look them up. At the end of the prayer, it's right there for you to look them up and find out. Use some tools. Start getting serious about learning what God says about you, Cindy.
Well, I remember when I was going to the church, we read prayers out of that book.
We did.
Every service.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that struck me when Pastor Jim was talking is, you can't remember what you don't already know.
There you go.
So if you don't know the word, then how can you possibly remember it when you're in a tough spot? Now, I do believe that there are instances where God can download something into you.
Mm-hmm.
And
download.
Just, you know, put, yeah.
Who like, works with computers here?
Right. And, but
oops, God's just part, downloading right now. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
That's right. And so, you know, in our humanness, if you don't know something, how in the world can you possibly remember it? You can't, because you don't know it in the first place. So, you know, Scripture can be overwhelming. There's so much of it.
Right.
And if you're reading in a King James Bible, sometimes it doesn't quite sound right.
Right.
It doesn't make sense for the way we talk today. So get one of the other versions. Get mm-hmm. several of the other versions. And don't focus on trying to learn 50 verses.
Right.
Grab a couple that really speak to you and get those down deep in you. And then once you've got those, then grab a couple more.
Good idea.
This life is, Christianity is actually very practical. It's a practical Christianity mm-hmm. that you don't have to sit around praying, you know, 16 hours a day. You don't have to spend 7 hours a day in Bible study. I talk to God on my way to work.
Sure, you know, exactly.
I start, as soon as I pull out of the garage, I start. And I pray all the way to work and all the way up to the door. And
right.
We have cameras at work. They probably think I'm talking to myself all the time, but
right.
That's okay.
Right. You're talking about a personal God that lives
right.
within you.
Exactly. It's
yes.
very, very practical, down to earth. There's no great, grand, mystic secret or scheme to it. It's a very practical,
exactly.
rubber meets the road type of existence.
Amen. Pastor Jim, do you want to comment on that?
I'm just going to say, Cindy, that's exactly what I told the people at the nursing home.
Yes.
I said, I bet I know one scripture that you all know, and I quoted John 3:16.
Right.
I said, mm-hmm. you know, because I talked about this whole thing about abiding in the Word. I said, even if it's just one or two scriptures.
Right.
Abide, stay, stick around, roam
mm-hmm.
around those two scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, given that it's, you know, it's the seniors, it's the people in the nursing home, one or two mm-hmm. scriptures may be all that they're going to be able to do. And that's fine. God will work through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just want to say I totally agree. Don't go out with the idea because, you know, you're likely going to fall flat on your face.
Right.
You know, I'm going to memorize these 50 scriptures. Well, you better start with just one and work your way up.
Woo!
And God says that the word is alive and living.
Yes.
So you can take John 3:16, and many of us have heard that verse before we were able to talk.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you know everything about it.
Right.
Because God will open up that
Woo!
Living word.
Yes.
That change it. Its eternal truth does not change, but its meaning to you can change, and you can see so many things that constantly, Pastor or you or I read something where, wow, I've read that verse hundreds of times and I've never seen that in it.
Yeah. Wow!
And so it's even just one, two, five verses can keep you now, and then you move on to your next situation, and they'll change. The meaning to you will change. God will change the revelation so that it meets that situation as well.
Amen. Amen to both what you both said. We're going to do this song right here, Spirit of the Lord, Terry McCallum. And make this your prayer as you hear this. Spirit of the Lord, follow me.
Just bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we welcome you in this place.
Let God touch you through this song.
We welcome the new thing that we've never known before.
The truth.
We welcome the river of God to flow mightily through the streets of our cities, God. Hallelujah. Let it happen, God. Let it happen in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts as we sing together.
Spirit of the Lord, fall on me.
Make this your prayer.
And
to do for you right now, dear listener. Lord, we just come before you right now. We know that you are the Spirit of truth and that we can learn from you. And Lord, we do agree with this song right now. Lord, Spirit of the Lord, come upon us. Change us. Show us your truth. Show us who you are, mighty God. Teach us about your presence in our lives. And Lord, that's our prayer today. We want to get closer to you. We want to understand your truth. And we want to understand what you say about us. And we want to really incorporate these truths down on the inside of us. And we want to get stronger. We want to go deeper with you, mighty God. We want to learn more about you. And we want to grow closer to you. That's our goal. That's our desire. So Lord, for our listeners, wherever they might be, now or in the future, as they listen to the show, let your spirit speak strongly and let them feel that need to draw close to you. And we know from your word in James chapter 4, then you will draw close mm-hmm. to us. That's a promise. And we take that to the bank. So we thank you, mighty God, for a great show and for Pastor Jim and Cindy and for all the truths that we've been discussing this day. Thank you, Lord. You are amazing. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Some thoughts, Cindy, then Pastor Jim. It's almost, time is almost up. 2 hours goes by really, pretty quick.
It does. I really, I like what we were talking about, the getting into, just grab a couple verses, learn two, learn five. Start with a foundation. Look at, you know, go. There's so much on the web now. You can Google, if you need peace, Google best peace scriptures. If you pick out a few verses that relate to what you're going through, what you want to know, what you need to know, and dwell on those. And then write and tell what you've learned, how it's affected you.
Amen.
Share it with us, because I think love it's going to make it. A huge... difference in lives.
Oh, it really does. Really does. The Spirit of Truth, that's your Bible right there in front of you, the Holy Spirit who lives in you if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pastor Jim.
I just want to echo what Cindy said. It's so, so true. And it's, you know, it's funny. People say they want truth. And I'll just kind of say what I said at the nursing home. You know, when Jesus was in front of Pilate asked him if he was king of the Jews, and Jesus said, somebody else tell you about this? And Jesus said, I came to bear witness to the truth. And that's when Pilate asked, what is truth?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people think he might have been being cynical. I hope, and, you know, my belief is he really... He knew about Jesus. He knew all the miracles.
Right.
I think it was an honest question. What is it? What do I need to know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we mentioned earlier about abiding in the Word. And you'll know that you'll be disciples. You'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. That's where that comes from. We have to want to know the truth.
Yes.
And it comes from the Bible, from studying the Bible. One scripture... You know me, I'm a biggie for big chunks, if that's your thing. I prefer that. Whatever works best. The point is, get the Word inside of you.
Yes.
Let the Spirit of Truth make the Word alive to you. Let it be your personal love letter from God.
Amen. Because that's what it is. He wants to talk to you.
Amen.
Cindy, give us some final thoughts. We got to get out of here.
Change your radio station in your car. That's what came to my mind.
Interesting.
Christian music, Christian talk radio like this.
Good point.
Feeding you as you drive.
Yeah, that's good.
Listening. There's nothing wrong with secular music for the most part. I mean, some of the messages are not great for people to listen to, especially depressing things or sad things or evil things. But turn on Christian radio. Let that music, that talk, fill you up.
Absolutely.
Again, I think you'll notice a huge difference.
Absolutely. Woo! Praise God. Cindy Henderson, you are a joy and a delight, and we are so blessed to have you as part of the Beacon Radio team. And God bless you for this effort and this time today. We speak blessing into your life, that God bless your job, your relationships, all that pertains to you. That you are blessed mightily, and thank you for your effort today. And we'll see you soon on the radio. And
okay.
All right, Pastor Jim, you want to sum something up there?
I like what Cindy said about change your radio station.
There you
Sometimes
go.
Sometimes it just takes that much of an adjustment.
Right. Tweak it.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I got to think we have Sirius radio in the newer car, and you know, I have The Message on there, which is one of their Christian stations. And yeah, there's sometimes I like to flip over to the 70s channel.
Sure.
You know, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right. But I need to go back to the Christian station. Mm-hmm. I need that. I'll put CDs in the car.
Right.
Yes, I still use CDs of Christian music.
Right.
Because that's edifying. That builds me up.
Absolutely.
And helps me to be prepared for whatever might happen.
Exactly. Thank you, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. You are the most amazing associate pastor any pastor could have, and I am grateful to serve with you by your side.
I'm grateful, too.
You're amazing. So, dear listeners, you can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, and go to Living the Good Life. That's the name of the show, to catch past shows. And then we'll put them on our website, bohmglobal.com. Very soon, our webmaster's working right now to catch up.
And
we are excited, as always, about this coming Thursday night show, new series starting on Go Yard. So check that out at 6:06 p.m. Thursday night, and also go to our Facebook posts. And always know that God's got his hand on you. He has a reason for this show being heard by you today. So we hope it gets down on the inside of you. There is no distance. He's always there to hear our prayer. So God bless every one of you. This has been Pastor Jim, Cindy, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the word today. And we'll be right back here next week at 3 p.m., God willing, and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye. Safely to his side.